It is Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks. We are at the Buckhead location. We're just telling some of our listeners tomorrow we're going to be out at the Kennesaw spot. So come on through, man. Looking forward to it. A big Friday show. We're going to get it. We're going to get it pumped, man. Get ready for this game on Sunday night. Give you the final breakdown. We got our picks. Lots going on the show tomorrow. Hey, let's talk to Joe Patrick. He covers our Atlanta Falcons on a daily basis. He's up there. And, Joe, it's good to have you back on the show. As we've just been kind of talking about, coming off this win, you know, getting back to getting your feet on the ground and then focusing on the Chiefs. What did you make of Kirk Cousins' comments yesterday as he was speaking to the media in regards to where he's at and the whole health stuff?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was important. I'm glad that it came up to kind of correct the report that Troy Aikman had put out over the air on Monday Night Football a couple of times, actually. I don't even want to say what he said, but basically Kirk, you know, clarified that what he was talking about with whatever Aikman was referring to as, like, not being 100%, Kirk Cousins was basically explaining that what he was referring to is just kind of the rust factor and how he's actually feeling, how he's performing, versus what he is like when he's, you know, at his optimal best, which is like what he was last season before the injury came. Exactly. Yeah. 100% Kirko. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. So, you know, it was good to hear that. And I think that we saw that, you know, in that Philadelphia game. It was concerning, obviously, with that report from Aikman coming across before the game started. But then, of course, they're under center on the first play. They're running play action the third play. And I got to say, while, you know, obviously Kirk isn't like the getting into the most, like, isn't kind of the quickest to kind of get back to his spot on the drop, he was still doing a good enough job, and I thought that generally there was a nice flow to the offense. So I think the most encouraging thing, though, guys, in hearing from Kirk and what he's been saying after the game, both in the immediately after the game and then further this week, is just kind of encouraging, I think, his guys to go ahead and flush the win. As much as they wanted to flush the loss that they had against the Steelers and get themselves clear-eyed and ready to go against the Eagles, I think that he sees it as just as important for them to, you know, get over that emotional high that obviously the team had after that Monday Night Football win and get themselves ready to go, because obviously things don't get any easier with the Chiefs coming here to town.
Our man Smoking Joe Patrick, yeah, that's what I love from Kirk, man, after the game, talking to Elisa Salters on ESPN and saying, yeah, you know, I've got to be better. He's just given us the most dynamic come-from-behind victory in about 6 years.
I'll take it.
You know, for this team. But, and that's why, you know, just real quick, we're not dwelling on the Pittsburgh game, because I think we've established what it was. I don't think we're going to see as much pistol and shotgun. Or you think there still be a place for that this season in an offense with Zach Robinson?
Yeah, so it was interesting. So after that Steelers game, I thought we would still see a lot more pistol and shotgun in this Eagles game. And just going forward, to me, it sounded like it was something that they had really kind of put a lot of thought into and worked through as kind of a centerpiece of what they wanted to do offensively. But we could see that they didn't really go to that much at all in the Eagles game. And it makes me think, and, you know, Zach Robinson talked a little bit about this in the wake of that Steelers game, which was that they wanted to do a lot of that specifically because of T.J. Watt and the threat that he presented, and Kirk not wanting Kirk to have to turn his back with that frankly the mismatch that the Steelers had going into that game with Watt specifically matched up against Caleb McGarry, and so that was the reason for that. Now, you know, they're still going to be going up against some good, really good pass rushers this year. They got Micah Parsons on the schedule. Could they go to a lot of those pistol looks when you go against some of those dynamic guys? Potentially. I think we'll wait and see, but I don't think that it's something that they're just going to like go back to in the way that they did against the Steelers. Even if they could play that Steelers game over again, I think that even like they would make adjustments and not be quite as heavy in that set. That, again, now feels like it was specifically designed for that Steelers defense, because we could just see how much more comfortable Kirk looked. And I think the whole offense even like ran a little bit smoother. To me, it felt like the outside zone plays were, there was more gas for Bijan to run into. Obviously, it's a different front that you're going against, and that Steelers front is just incredibly good and just really hard to create many running lanes for. But I just thought that just the way that the running game was getting set up in the backfield and the way that the mesh was happening between Kirk and Bijan, obviously they had the one hiccup, but that was kind of on Bijan just not accepting a handoff, not putting his arms around the ball. But other than that, I thought that, you know, things looked good and smooth, and that's the kind of offense that Kirk Cousins has historically been, you know, very effective in. So why not just kind of going back to it?
Joe Patrick, the thing I've gotten around the country is I am surprised at how well the Falcons' defense has played. Are you surprised at how well the Falcons' defense has played?
Frankly, yeah, I am. Although, you know, it's maybe not in the way you expect. Like, I've been really impressed with some guys who have stepped up so far this year. I think the guy who stands among them the most is not one of these new guys, not one of these flashy guys. It's not Grady Jarrett, who obviously has had a great start to the season. But Mike Hughes, man, we have not talked at all really about him. There was obviously the only reason we've talked about him really through training camp was, is he actually going to hold on to this job? We all kind of want to see the younger guy in Clark Phillips. But I just saw, you know, PFF said he's been the 14th highest graded cornerback in the NFL so far this season. And I asked Jimmy Lake about him today, about what he's brought to this team. And the first thing, you know, out of his mouth and what he really harped on was just the physicality, the physical nature that Mike Hughes has in the run game. They send him on a lot of blitzes, which Jimmy Lake talked about, and he's really aggressive in those situations. And I just can't think of a time so far through two games where I'm thinking to myself, you know, darn, like Mike Hughes, that was a bad play by you. Like he really, I can't think of a time where he's kind of been out of step where you frankly have seen that with some of the other guys. So he's stepped up, but you know, all these guys on this defense, I think, are really kind of performing at the level that we wanted. Where you look at Jesse Bates, obviously coming up again with another interception, which, by the way, guys, I thought in the moment that was just kind of like a desperation heave by Jalen Hurts, and it was a relatively easy interception by Jesse Bates. But then when you look at it from the end zone camera angle, he is tracking that ball. He does a great job kind of reading Devontae Smith's route and just basically getting to the location of the ball before the receiver does. So just incredible anticipation like Jesse Bates always has. And the other guy, I mentioned him a little bit earlier, but Grady Jarrett, the way he's looked coming back from that ACL, I did not expect him to look
for sure
nearly as good as he has. He looks so fresh and just reinvigorated almost.
Been a beast. I mean, he's been one of those guys.
Yeah.
We love what Matthew Judon has given you as well. We were talking earlier about the linebacker core. You know, I thought that, look, Jalen Hurts, he's just going to burn you. That's, you got to take some of it and just accept it. But I thought that, you know, even though there weren't tackles for loss, I thought Caden Ellis did a nice job and Troy Anderson did a nice job.
Yeah, Caden, you know, Caden's a real kind of, you know, Swiss Army knife that I think any defensive coordinator and Jimmy Lake certainly appreciates having a player like him. And Raheem Morris went so far as to call him a superstar this week and yesterday at his press conference. I think that these coaches feel like he doesn't kind of get the national love that he deserves as a guy who kind of was a bit part player, frankly, when the Falcons signed him. Obviously had a really good back end of the season with the Saints before he signed. And the Falcons have really turned him into a really quality off-ball linebacker where he was making a lot of his hay in New Orleans as kind of a blitzer and edge guy. And he's really just kind of rounded out his game, and that's been critical for this linebacking core both this year and last year. And with Troy, you know, I think it's a little bit more of a mixed bag. I think he's provided some good value, especially in that Steelers game. And even in the Eagles game, it was really helpful to have a guy with his speed out there tracking, you know, a mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts around. I do think that he has a tendency to kind of make a misstep, and then that kind of puts him behind in his pursuit angle, and he has to kind of catch up. And fortunately, he has the athleticism to be able to do that quite often. But, you know, against the top players in this league, that's going to burn you eventually. And I did think that Jalen Hurts kind of got away from him a little bit at times. But there was also times where Jalen Hurts tried to scramble, and when Troy's on it and he takes the correct pursuit angle, there's no quarterback that's beating him to the spot. So, and he's a short tackler. So, you know, he's got some room to grow. But again, he's kind of, to me, I kind of put him in the same bucket as Kirk Cousins, where he's coming off of a season-long injury. Obviously, you don't have to have, like, quite the processing power like a quarterback needs to have, but I think there is a little bit of Troy kind of getting back into the rhythm of playing every down, and the Falcons are really going to be relying on him the next few weeks.
And why they drafted him, Carl, because he was so fast.
Sure.
There was the speed, the side to side. That was what made him so attractive and why they took him where they did.
No doubt. What are your thoughts on this game before we let you go? I know it's Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to give our official picks, talk about it more and break it down. Joe, I like our chances, man. I mean, it has nothing to do with Monday night. I just think the first two games, you've not been physically outclassed. The offense took a step in the right direction. And your defense is doing the job, man. We're keeping people out of the end zone. What is there not to like about your opportunity going into Sunday night?
I agree, Carl. And I really like the way that this team is running the football. And that is going to be so important for keeping Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City Chiefs offense on the sideline. And you can kind of almost like neuter them in that way, where you just, if they're not on, you know, on the field and you are able to string long drives together and burn a lot of clock, then you're going to give them limited opportunities. I mean, the Eagles did not even have that many possessions in that Monday Night Football game. I think Nick Sirianni even acknowledged that at halftime. So we haven't really even had the ball a whole lot to do a lot with it. So that's going to be really important for this team, but you've seen the way this offensive line is performing, and they're really moving guys. I think Matt Bergeron has been really good so far early this season. I like this team's chances, especially a lot more than I like them maybe coming off of that Steelers game. But these guys are also super excited for this game, and just being in the locker room this week, you know, it's an upbeat group of guys. You know, they're having a fun time, kind of like, you know, doing some of the singing the Sunday Night Football song to get ready for all, doing some of that production stuff. So I like this team's chances. Again, it's obviously not easy. It's the toughest test in all of football. But also, I would say, you know, Patrick Mahomes has kind of put the ball in harm's way a little bit here these first couple of games. And I do think there's going to be some opportunities for the Falcons defense. For as scary as that offense is, I do think there are some opportunities where they're going to be able to create some of those turnovers. You know, Justin Simmons has picked them off more than anybody in the NFL. So hopefully we can get another one of those on Sunday night. And hopefully it leads to a Falcons win.
Right on, man. As you said, Carl, he's seen a lot of him with the Broncos and the Chiefs matchups. All right, like we said, Joe, I think knowing now that we see Kirk Cousins looking like Kirk Cousins and still, just as we said, maybe scratching the surface, I think we can go toe-to-toe. I mean, that was as pressure a situation as you could find in Philly. So if it's not this weekend but down the stretch, the rest of the games this season, you feel like the Falcons will be in every game, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You just feel like you have that kind of competitor at that position and a true leader of the guys, and he's going to have them ready to play each and every week. And guys, you know, one more thing I know real quick, like, I think everybody has a lot more confidence now in Zach Robinson as well, that was kind of a big sticking point after that Steelers game. And now I think there's so much more confidence in the fan base that he's going to be able to call a good game for these guys.
You're right. Joe Patrick, man, looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we will talk soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Joe Patrick, guys.